I lived a year in London, but I never saw St. Paul's. All famous stunts left undone, nor visited the halls. I lodged in royal quarters at Majesty's expense. All round the walls of Wormwood's halls were reared for my defence. Oh, the palace of Wormwood scrubs, the snarling, the sneers, the snobs, and the long dreary days spent in learning the ways of the palace at Wormwood scrubs. In shoddy grey they dressed me, I didn't dare refuse. Though shape and fit distressed me, I wasn't asked to choose. My outspread ears supported the largest size in caps. My feet did cruise in ship-like shoes, while a breeze blew through the gaps. Oh, that court suit of Wormwood scrubs, with its skin-chafing irksome rubs, and the blush-raising shocks from its open-work socks, as we wore 'em in Wormwood scrubs. In dignified retirement, I ate three meals a day. My very small requirement was brought in on a tray. But though I grieve to say it, nor gold nor silver plate, but vulgar tin my food came in, and I often had to wait. Oh, the dinner at Wormwood scrubs! You people who dine at clubs, try just once for a treat, with a spoon to eat meat, and you'll fight shy of Wormwood scrubs. Each morn, with others banded, I walked the palace ground, as etiquette demanded. We circled round and round. At time, my dizzy senses were soothed by slumberous spell, but when I woke, I savage spoke, and I wished I were in, well, it's no matter. At Wormwood scrubs, there's snarling and sneers and snobs. But if 'twern't so bad, one would not be so glad to bid farewell to Wormwood scrubs.